It's just like in the NFL, if they're going to do it, and these guys like try to throw a punch, everybody's wearing their, you know, all this equipment and helmets, and it's like, that punch is going to do nothing. You're just going to break your knuckles is all you're going
to
do.
Here, I'm sorry, I'm feverishly trying to get to that moment, because I definitely wanted to play this.
Fuck you.
Did you notice as soon as they aired it once, then they were apologizing and they didn't air it again. They dropped the audio for all replays of
it. Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously what we heard, which is funny to me because Victor's native tongue is not, you know, you'd think he'd be speaking Spanish.
That's what I was telling Trish. It's funny. Having watched all these post-game interviews in the locker room with all these players, they can hardly speak English at all, but boy, do they ever say fuck clears
you,
a bell.
Fuck you, bitch. Calling him bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
Isn't that the way, though? It's like everyone always has the swear words down.
Now, who did you think was at fault here?
Oh, I blame the pitcher. I blame Balfour.
You did?
Yeah. Because just for jawing at him like that, and what are you looking at and everything, and starting shit with them, and it sounds like he does that with a lot of players. Yes. And he gets away with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I blame him for it. Well, more his personality.
Because I think that definitely Balfour was noticed him looking at him, staring him down.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he was doing that.
I don't know. I'm thinking he was just looking at him. I don't know. I didn't really think that Martinez was doing anything very sinister when all of a sudden, what are you looking
at?
It was more like him just trying to start shit, I thought, you know, because afterwards, that's all everybody kept talking about. Ah, he's that way. He likes to jaw at the batters, and, you know, it's just his personality.
You know what? This is very like, very much reminiscent of your boy, Papa, Valverde.
Yeah,
this is how players feel of Valverde.
Yeah.
Here's the play.
Martinez delivered two of the three Tigers runs with a double in the fourth. Fights off a 1-2 pitch to stay alive.
Fuck you back. Did you say fuck you back?
Yeah, he said fuck you bitch.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah, they both said fuck you bitch. And he said, what's your fucking problem,
go
bitch?
Go back.
With a double in the fourth. Fights off a 1-2 pitch to stay alive.
Look at that.
He said something first.
Gee, I wonder what it was he said.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah, that was great.
That's so funny.
That was great. That was so crystal clear.
I think Balfour says, don't fucking look at me, bitch.
Yeah.
I think that's what he said. It's hard to tell what he says.
I mean, he walked off the mound at him, though. You know what I mean? He walked on him.
Yeah, I've really tried to figure out what Balfour is saying.
I know.
Fights off a 1-2 pitch to stay alive. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Whoa. Get back up on him. Whoa. Tackles
flared in an awful hurry.
I'd knock that shit off.
Hold me back. Hold me back.
Yeah.
I'm going at him.
Yeah.
As soon as everyone gets there to the rescue.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Hold me back. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that funny as hell?
I know. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
And afterwards,
I think he says, you know, what the fuck? Don't fucking look at me, bitch.
Yeah.
And then, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. Thing of it was, too, is funny after the game when they were talking to Martinez, he was swearing up a storm. I mean, with all the reporters there, it was just like, you know, they kept saying on the, they kept putting bleep on the bottom. We had the thing on. What do you call it?
You had the subtitles going.
Yeah, the subtitles going, and the subtitles were rolling on the bottom. And every time he said shit, you know, it just said bleep.
Yeah.
But he was swearing up a storm. He was like, I don't take that shit. You know, I'm not going to put up with that shit. You know, he does that stuff all the time, but I'm going to take that shit. I was in no mood for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he didn't care that everybody was recorded. I just thought that was even more amazing that he was so pissed and swearing so openly to when he was surrounded by reporters with everyone's tapes rolling. You know what
I mean? Balfour?
No, Martinez.
Martinez was saying that?
Yeah, he was swearing up a storm. He was mad at a hornet. He was like, I don't put up with that shit.
Oh, that's funny as hell.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And they had TV cameras and, recording devices.
On your thing, it bleeped. It said bleep.
Yeah, it just said bleep every time he said, yeah, I know.
That's lame.
I thought so, too. It's like,
that's
oh,
so
come
lame.
On, man.
Yeah.
Why do the hearing impaired get screwed like that?
They
should be able to
hear
see
anyways.
Shit on there. Yeah, that's right. They got stuck with bleep. But you can figure out what bleep would be. There's only one word that would fit, and it would be shit.
Plus, they're amazing at reading lips, so they figured it out long before anyways.
I would love to learn how to read lips. That would be great. that would be so great. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine in the court trials, you know, some of the really big cases, you know. Mm-hmm. Although they're very cautious, people in court, I noticed, to try to cover their mouth. But, you know, people used to always want to do that with OJ. Like, what did he say? What did he say? He said, I did it.
Oh, yeah. Trying to,
I did it. I hope I don't go to jail. That's what he just said. Oh. Yeah, that was great, man. And then we had the bases loaded and pitched our way out of that.
Do you want to watch any of that?
We could, you know what? Why don't we get it up to the final when it's
this is the last strike
3-2 count.
This is the final strike to strike out for out two.
Yeah,
and then the next one's the pop out.
I mean, this was amazing.
This was unbelievable. Mike.
Scherzer out here. I mean, this is incredible.
Look how amped he is too.
Oh my God! I mean, what a jam! Bases loaded. Ugh. Top of the eighth. 5-4, we're winning.
Jesus.
I mean, could you be in a more tense situation or what?
At that moment right there, when he got that third strike, did you think, okay, we got him now?
Yeah.
Or were you still sweating it?
Yeah. No, I was still sweating it. I was a wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah, until the side's retired, I'm a fucking wreck.
Yeah.
I mean, with it 5-4, it was in the game meaning so much.
How about that?
Yeah,
Holy shit. I know. I was dying.
I know. My heart was just going thump, thump, thump.
Yeah.
Yep.
For them to load the bases with nobody out in a playoff game.
Incredible.
I mean, you just
there
was no way. It was like, okay, we're going to have to come back from three or four runs down now if we're going to have any chance at this.
Yep. I was just waiting for the grand slam, you know?
Yeah, so was I, Mike. Honestly, I was.
8-5, we're fucked, you know, because we'll never make up the runs, you know? Yep. I mean, finally we got a game where we, you know, put some numbers up. You know, at long last, and oh God, man!
And it seemed like forever.
And I couldn't believe Scherzer ended up in such a mess. He's been doing so well.
Yeah.
And there it was. Oh, the catch! Oh God, that's when everyone one big collective exhale by the fans.
And of course, you're right, Mike. 3-2 count. Two outs.
Oh,
top of the eighth. I mean, you can't. If he throws a ball here, he gives up a run.
Yep.
It's everything on the line.
Yep. And the last thing you want to do is walk in a fucking run. Oh my God! Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah, unbelievable.
A nice and oh my God! If he hadn't caught, if that ball would have been hit beyond him or short of him and dropped him for a base hit or something. Oh God!
He was so excited running out there. I thought he was going to overrun the damn ball.
Oh my God!
I thought he was going to overrun the fly ball to center.
Do you believe that?
The best part was watching Max come back from the commercial break.
Yeah,
and they showed him coming into the dugout.
Yeah. Look, and everybody's all jacked. Look at that!
He's going to break people's hands.
I know. I look at him. He is fucking stoked.
Let's go. He is so stoked.
Look at that. You know, when it comes out right, it's great.
It's awesome, isn't it?
When it works, when things happen the right way, there's no greater thing. And when it goes the wrong way, there's no worse thing.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, he'd allowed a grand slam, can you imagine? He'd have walked in and said, just kill me. Just kill me. Kill me.
Yeah, and everybody would be second-guessing the shit out of your coach.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Why would you put a starter in spot relief? Yep. Blah, blah, blah.
I know it. And it's great watching the other pitchers. You know, when he's in that mess, occasionally gets a shot at Verlander or something. And you know they're sitting there going like, oh, fuck, I could be in this mess.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know they're just, oh, man. They just, oh.
Well, the second-guessers
are
amazing in sports the way they are. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If that wouldn't have worked, they would have called, you know.
Oh.
Everything. You could have had him as your starter in the next game, but now you don't. So if it works out, it's always a genius move.
Yep.
If it doesn't, you're a goat.
That's right. Every time.
You can't
no matter
win.
What the sport, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Leland again looks great for putting Johnny in there, and he did great. And so here we are, man. Yep. And now if we make it through this, when we make it through this, then Boston is waiting for us now, you know. Mm-hmm.